T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, thanks a lot, Supreme Court. There goes Manhattan. So long, Tennessee. So long, Western North Carolina. So long, upstate of South Carolina. They all belong to the Indians, just like Oklahoma. Jeez. You know, if you need any more evidence on a daily basis that we just dozed off and have awakened in an alternate universe, I mean, it's something new every day. Supreme Court says Eastern Oklahoma remains Native American territory. Now, maybe it does, but isn't it a little late in the game? I mean, you own a home in, say, Tulsa, so now is the deed to your land no good? You gotta move and give it. The ramifications of some of these black-robed crows on the Supreme Court, do they even stop to think about what they're doing? Holy cow. Welcome, here we go. It is the Thursday edition, Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. And this is at least the second lunatic Supreme Court decision that's come down this week. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So we got to give back the beads for Manhattan Island? I mean, holy cow, you know. There are days, I like to think that I'm a guy who looks at things as, you know, the glass is half full. But man, do they make it tough on me. There are days like today when I say to myself, Bobby Mack, what's the point of voting? You know, and that's a really depressing thought. I mean, look, during the last election cycle, wasn't one of the big arguments in voting for Donald Trump, other than the fact that Hillary was an unacceptable option. But the point I'm making is a lot of people voted for Donald John Trump for the presidency because they were fearful that if Hillary or any progressive Marxist Democrat occupied the White House, they would stack the Supreme Court with more progressive liberal Marxists of their own ilk who would put their stamp on the direction of the country for the next half a century. And so Trump won. We were promised we would get Supreme Court justices that would do the right thing. And by that I mean justices who would interpret the law, according to our founding documents, Constitution and Bill of Rights, not write the law from the bench. And what do we get this week? Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, along with John Roberts, who we know is untrustworthy, I was unsurprised to see that he had fallen recently and hit his head. I think he was dropped on his head as a baby. We get these two supposed conservative appointees to the Supreme Court who say, oh, yeah, Trump has to turn over his tax records to a Democrat politicized district attorney in Manhattan, Cyrus R. Vance Jr. Yes, he is related to the former Secretary of State. And then today, the Supreme Court ruling, the eastern half of the state of Oklahoma can be considered Native American territory. A decision, the state warned, could create, and I quote them, civil, criminal, and regulatory turmoil. You think? Which is why I pose the question. Do these jurists, they just exist inside this legalistic bubble of theirs? With no consideration for how their rulings affect, regular people? My God, what must people in Oklahoma be thinking right about now? And here's the kicker. The 5-4 decision was written by Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch and joined by the court's 4 liberal justices. So all this battling in the Senate, in the Judiciary Committee over the appointments of these people to the Supreme Court, Chuck U. Schumer and the rest of them got to be laughing their rear ends off. Going, wow, what we put up such a struggle for? This guy's voting just the way we want. The justices considered the issue for the second time after failing to decide a different case last year when Gorsuch was recused and the court likely deadlocked. Well, good thing he was there to settle that. Now, what's all this about? It's all about an appeal filed by a Native American named Jimcy McGirt. J-I-M-C-Y is his first name. Jimcy McGirt, who claimed that his state rape conviction from 1997. He doesn't say he didn't do it, right? He says his conviction from 1997 should be overturned because the state of Oklahoma lacked jurisdiction. Congress, his lawyer, Ian Gershenhorn, said, never properly terminated the reservation. Leave it to Congress, and if they don't screw it up, Supreme Court will come along to screw it up even worse. During oral arguments in May, the justices reached back to '07. That would be 1907, to determine whether Congress, using imprecise language, failed to disestablish the 1866 boundaries of the reservation. You may remember in those days there was no state of Oklahoma. It was the Indian nations. If so, virtually half of Oklahoma, home to nearly 2 million people and including Tulsa, would remain subject to federal criminal laws. Quote, we do not pretend to foretell the future. In fact, we don't care what it holds. I added the last part myself. We do not pretend to foretell the future, and we proceed well aware of the potential for cost and conflict around jurisdictional boundaries, especially ones that have gone unappreciated for so long, Gorsuch wrote, but it is unclear why pessimism should rule the day, or realism either. Right, Judge? With the passage of time, Oklahoma and its tribes have proven they can work successfully together as partners. God. See? Pollyanna on the bench. Well, don't worry. We'll hand down our ruling and you guys sort it out. Essentially, that's what they're saying. Let us know how it works out, okay? We hope everything goes well. But we can't be pessimistic about this. God. Quote, The federal government promised the Muscogee Creek Nation a reservation in perpetuity, Gorsuch wrote, adding that while Congress has diminished the sanctuary over time, lawmakers had never withdrawn the promised reservation. As a result, many of the arguments before us today follow a sadly familiar pattern. Yes, promises were made, but the price of keeping them has become too great. So now we should just cast a blind eye. We reject that thinking. My God, they have opened Pandora's box. Chief Justice John Roberts, get this, in a dissenting opinion, well, I told you that Roberts recently hit his head, said that Congress made no attempt to conceal its intention to disestablish reservation lands. The court suggests that Congress ought to sought to tiptoe to the edge of disestablishment, quite the opposite. Through an open and concerted effort, Congress did what it set out to do, transform a reservation into a state. The state Solicitor General, Methuen Mansinghani, had warned in May that a ruling for Native Americans could require the release of more than 1,700 inmates. That's all right. Most of them probably already out for Wuhan flu anyway. That didn't sit well with several justices who feared a chaotic overhaul of long-decided criminal cases. What makes this case hard is that there have been hundreds of prosecutions, some very heinous offenses of the state law. Yeah, like the rape case. On your view, they would all become undone, Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg told Gershengorn. Won't residents be surprised to learn they are living on a reservation and that they are now subject to laws imposed by a body that is not accountable to them in any way? Associate Justice Samuel Alito asked. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, so long. So long. Nice to know you. You know, it's just a whole new world between this, Antifa, BLM, the Wuhan flu. I'm telling you, we are way, way down the rabbit hole. 17 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise along here on Thursday, waiting for the next revelatory disaster to make itself known. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 24 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show, hour number 1 on this hot Thursday afternoon. Hey, don't misunderstand me on the Supreme Court ruling, too. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try and make the case that the Indians didn't get screwed. I don't know anybody that would try and make the argument that the Indians didn't get screwed, whether it was in the Black Hills. Well, we paid for that one. Custer paid for the one in the Black Hills. But many of these other, I mean, you know, Andy Jackson is sending the Cherokee on the Trail of Tears and all that. That's not my point. My point is these elitist idealists on the Supreme Court just make a mess. They're like children who come into a room and make a mess and then leave you to clean it up. Within hours of today's ruling, the state and 5 Native American nations released a statement promising cooperation. The nations and the state are committed to implementing a framework of shared jurisdiction that will preserve sovereign interests and rights to self-government while affirming jurisdictional understandings, procedures, laws, and regulations that support public safety, our economy, and private property rights. We will continue our work, confident that we can accomplish more together than any of us could alone. Many Oklahoma public officials, including Congressman Tom Cole and former Democrat Governor Brad Henry, had urged the court to rule in favor of the Native American tribes whose sovereignty, they said, has been good for the state. The Trump administration took the side of Oklahoma, telling the justices that Congress long ago broke up the Creek Nation's lands, abolished its courts, and set a timetable for the tribe's dissolution. Last year, 10 states from Maine to Texas to Montana warned that the boundaries of tribal lands have jurisdictional consequences there as well. That's what I meant when I said they've opened Pandora's box. Genie's now out of the bottle. In on the text line, 71307. Oh, shoot! TikTok is down, so no new Bobby Mack dance videos. Sorry about that. There's, you know. The Chi-Coms, just, you know, I got tired of them spying on me. 2 generations of indoctrinated kids, all hell-bent on the dismantling of their own country. The flood might get them all. No, we were promised. The last flood was it, as far as the floods. Who knows what other disasters await. Hey, Bobby, they keep talking about changing the name of the Redskins. They should be called the Washington Swamp Rats. And work. Well, Bobby, I guess Blake Shelton and Garth Brooks are out of there. Yeah, that's right. Bobby, Pocahonky, Elizabeth Warren, can claim part of Oklahoma. She is 1/2000th Native American. Bobby, imagine all those people in eastern Oklahoma having to give their land back to the Indians. I would have never imagined that the shooting civil war would start in Oklahoma. I don't think it's going to come to that, but man, you talk about creating a disaster just out of, you know, whole cloth. Bobby, I love that ruling. No IRS, much easier to protect your property from from Indians than banks. Bobby, talk about a bunch of Indian givers. I knew that would show up. Bobby, I guess BLM will be sure to set up shop in Oklahoma now. Could become a BLM state. Well, actually, they wanted Texas. Maybe they'll have to settle for half of Oklahoma. Bobby, God warned Moses about judges. Moses warned his people about judges. Guess Republicans failed to read that part, I guess. Bobby, the clock is ticking on this nation. Is it ever? Bob, Washington Redskins, Washington lizard people. Yeah. Bobby, as messed up as this is, if the state or federal government did not write the laws properly, the judges can only interpret the law as written. Well, even the justices on the court argue as to whether or not the Congress did write the law properly. as one of the justices argued in dissent. Bobby, how soon before we can catch the next transport to Mars? Believe I need a change of address. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Got to take a break for the news. Little Annie is ready to go, and I am right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday. The other side, by the way, we'll talk about the other Supreme Court travesty of the week. President Trump, doesn't matter if you're the nation's chief executive, you got to turn over your tax records to a Democrat prosecutor. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong, huh?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Steamy July afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina. Great to have you along. 3:36 now, 24 before 4. Let's get to the phones. Thanks for patiently waiting. Paul is our leadoff batter today. He's on his cell. Hi, Paul, and welcome to the program. Where are you, sir?
Jared, I am traveling back to the house, but I'm in Indiana right now.
Wow.
I just visited the Rivian plant, which is fascinatingly big.
I bet.
It's just a story for another time. But while I'm listening to this thing, I found it fascinatingly and actually very excited to hear this decision, because I have never, ever heard of Supreme Court of the United States rule in favor of an American Indian. Ever.
Aha! Aha!
They always get bent over. You
here,
know?
Here is an interesting point from history, Paul. I mentioned President Andrew Jackson and the Cherokee and the Trail of Tears, right?
Right.
And you're familiar with that, right? Where they were taken from their native lands until they had to move west of the Mississippi.
Correct.
In a strikingly unusual maneuver, the Cherokee Nation, rather than putting on war paint and declaring war, challenged that ruling in the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled in the Cherokee Nation's favor and said they did not have to move. And Andrew Jackson said, the Supreme Court can say that, but where's their army to enforce it?
Right. I remember that. Who and whose army going to enforce that?
Right.
Right. We have more in common with the Indian, Cherokees, and otherwise any other tribe, than we do with the IRS, for example. Most Americans would fall, would be leading to think like the any tribe, you know, any given tribe, than to be going, no, we're going to do that with the IRS. We're sticking with the IRS, you know, or any other federal agency.
You're right. That would not even be a coin flip for most people. They would just say, I'm going with the Native Americans, and the IRS can shove it.
Right. And here's why. When you have a problem with somebody like that, or any person that is essentially as real as you are dealing only with common law. You're not dealing with administrative procedure whatsoever.
You're correct.
In this case, the Indians cannot use administrative law to throw you off the land that you built your house on. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You are
safe. You're right. Now, they might be able to use their own tribal law, but look, I mean, realistically, the powers that be on both sides of this and said, hey, look, you know, we're willing to work together and we'll find a way to come to a resolution. But man, talk about creating a whole bunch of new problems for people to deal with. It certainly has done that. Now, will it be for the greater good at the end of the day? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Bobby, do your homework and find out if you have a claim. That's all you have to do right now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the call all the way from the Hoosier State of Indiana today, and drive safely on your way back. Well, I got Fox News on. It's dueling events. The president is speaking today at the White House. He is introducing a Hispanic Prosperity Initiative. Meantime, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer actually has come out of his Delaware basement. Well, he didn't go far. He went to Pennsylvania and showed up on the road for an event there today, saying, amongst other things, Donald Trump has no idea what it's like to be a single parent struggling to get by. This from a guy who has had what? One job in the private sector in the last half a century? Biden is going to talk about Donald Trump having no idea what it's like to be a single parent struggling to get by from a man who has rarely, if ever, signed a paycheck on the front. Biden has certainly signed plenty of them on the back that you and I wrote for 40-plus years on the taxpayer's payroll. But look, you know, this is a guy that gets up and talks about the criminal justice system when hardly any other single United States senator during their tenure did as much to incarcerate African Americans as Biden did, pushing through his 1994 crime bill with Clinton. You know, talk about a hypocrite. Now, here's another question for the creepy hair sniffer. You're running for president, right? Every vote is important. Hillary learned that to her everlasting grief after she insulted virtually half of America by referring to anybody who supported Trump as belonging in a basket of deplorables. How many millions of votes did she kiss away with that? Now, she made up for it with all the illegals voting in California so that she could still win the popular vote, but Biden now says, he was doing an interview with a show called Now This yesterday, discussing the left's campaign to defund the police. The former VP claimed the public has grown weary of over-militarized police rolling into neighborhoods in armored vehicles. Joe Biden says police have, quote, become the enemy and calls for cutting police funding. Yes, absolutely. I'm for cutting police funding, Biden said. And the police are the enemy. Now, here's a question. How many LEOs, how many police officers are there in the United States of America? And I didn't know the answer to that either, so I looked it up, and the answer is around 700,000. So there goes 700,000 votes that Biden can kiss off. Police are his enemy. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people. Well, maybe they would if they could get in there without having Molotov cocktails thrown at them and bricks thrown at them, placed there in advance by Antifa and BLM. What else is Biden in favor of? From National Review, a prelude to this. Oh, the headline, Biden and Dems set to abolish the suburbs. Now, this kind of discussion started with HUD under Obama. 6-7 years ago, and now Biden is reviving it. It's still on their wish list. A prelude to this is already occurring in big cities such as Austin, Texas, in which single-family homes are being redeveloped into duplexes and quadplexes in neighborhoods near downtown. This would also occur in the suburbs under Biden because he wants to combine AFFH with the eradication of single-family zoning in suburbs under a strategy proposed by New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Basically, the Booker-Biden approach is more radical than what was proposed under the Obama administration. That said, the AFFH rules still exist under the Trump administration because HUD Director Ben Carson never has gotten rid of it. Quote, it'll be very tough for President Trump to make a political issue out of Biden's housing plans so long as his own cabinet secretary is talking about killing suburban single-family zoning with AFFH. I think Carson's wobbling on this explains a lot about why Democrats have become so bold with their plans to undo suburban housing. If even the Trump administration goes along with federal attacks on suburban zoning, the Democrats figure they have political cover. That's what we need, all right, especially with the Chinese flu circulating. Let's cram even more people into high-density areas in our urban cities. Yeah, that's a great idea. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. The Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show on WORD. I wish it was all. I don't know where it ends at the rate it's going. Coming up on 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show, we're going to be talking, I'm assuming we typically do on Thursday afternoons, with the chairman of the, Drew McKissick, the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, coming up on the other side of 4 o'clock, and I'm going to be interested in getting his reaction to the recent Supreme Court rulings. This afternoon, from, where is this from? Washington Examiner. President Trump's accountants will have to hand over years of financial records and tax returns after the Supreme Court ruled that he did not have immunity from a grand jury investigation in New York. Now, the prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, they've been dominated ever since the last guy they had there that was halfway conservative, was Rudy Giuliani, and that's obviously been a while. Since then, it's been one progressive DA after another. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr., a Democrat, will be permitted to see the returns. The justices voted 7-2 in the first of two opinions released today examining the limits of presidential power and the contours of congressional oversight. However, Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, Trump's two appointees to the court, joined the majority. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate that. However, the president prevailed in the second case, as the justices said it would not allow Congress to obtain tax and financial records, kicking that issue back to the lower courts. As if by giving these documents to the Democrat prosecutor in New York, They're not going to make their way into Chuck U. Schumer's hands. They're not going to leak into the New York Times. Right. The president taking to Twitter saying courts in the past have given, quote, broad deference, and then in all caps, but not me. This is all a political prosecution. I won the Mueller witch hunt and others, and now I have to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York. Not fair to this presidency or administration. Well, look, if Trump has to turn over his tax records, well, great, let's file to see the tax records of Hillary Clinton and Slick Willie. Et al., as the attorneys would say. Let's see Obama's sealed records about his made-up, fictitious personal history. Delivering the court's majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts said, 200 years ago, a great jurist of our court established that no citizen, not even the president, is categorically above the common duty to produce evidence when called upon in a criminal proceeding. Oh, yeah? Is that right, Chief Justice Roberts? Have you seen Hillary's 30,000 missing emails? We reaffirm that principle today and hold that the president is neither absolutely immune from state criminal subpoenas seeking his private papers, nor entitled to a heightened standard of need. Claire Finkelstein, faculty director of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law at the University of Pennsylvania, said the two opinions that the president was not above the law, but that Congress must also better justify its demand for presidential documents and respect the separation of powers, were a powerful nonpartisan demonstration of the rule of law. Oh, I see. You give one to this side and you give one to the other. Unlike other recent presidents, the story continues, Trump has refused to publish his tax returns and other financial papers that would provide a snapshot of his wealth. Okay, fine. Show me the law that says he has to, barring a criminal investigation. Presidential candidates have released their tax returns because they wanted to. During 3 hours of oral testimony in May, conducted by teleconference, great, we got a decision made over Zoom. Lawyers tussled over whether the House of Representatives and a New York prosecutor were allowed to subpoena Trump's bank and accounting firm for his financial documents. You know, I always thought your tax records were private. Three House committees are seeking records from the accountants to the Trump organization, two banks that made loans to the Trump businesses as well. Patrick Strawbridge, representing Trump, said during oral arguments before the court in May that the subpoenas went far beyond any legitimate legislative investigation. Of course they do. It's all part and parcel of the coup attempt, which has failed in every attempt so far. And so now they're hoping that this will provide him, what, an October surprise when Trump's tax returns start getting leaked to the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes? The powers that be are, the power that they are seeking and the burden they will impose in the aggregate on the president will reshape and transform the balance of the separation of powers. Well, the Pelosis and Schumers of the world don't believe in separation of power. They want to control everything. I'm telling you, it's truly incredible. Stand by, the second hour of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way here on Thursday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.